Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. And listen, if you are on your Forex journey and you're at a place where you're struggling, you're at a place where you feel a little discouraged, you've been trying different strategies, it started off working pretty good, but then you started hitting these consistent losses and you tried to, you know, increase the amount of money that you're risking, and what ended up happening is it ended up taking out your account. You've put so much money into your development thus far and you just feel like it's going nowhere, and you're starting to see that maybe this may not be for you, or you're starting to think that way, right? I just want you to understand that this podcast is your solution to this problem. This podcast, I pride myself on showing up here and giving you inspiration, motivation, not just talk, not just off the top of my head. I'm talking from a place of understanding your pain, understanding what it's like to throw your all at something, but still feel like you're miles away from understanding what in the world is going on. All right. I created this podcast to keep you going forward, right? To keep you in a position where you're willing to take the next step, because it's worth it. It's really, really worth it. You're right now listening to a guy that in 2020, I was losing money. My first couple of weeks of trading, lost thousands of dollars, right? In the market. And then went on to invest thousands of dollars into my education and found myself in that first year and a half, going on 2 years, found myself jumping from course to course. I left the mentorship that I was in. I felt like I needed to find a new way to trade. And I just went from course to course. I went from book to book, just trying this, trying that. Every week is something different, right? And all of that was a part of my growth. Now, there was an easier way. I didn't have to invest all that money in courses. I didn't have to go out and do all those things, but I did. And that was my journey, right? But on this podcast, I'm here to take those lessons learned and pay it forward to help you, to motivate you to keep going on your journey and give you the easier path than what I experienced on the journey. So today, if you're feeling a little discouraged, I want you to know that there's hope in this podcast. And on this podcast, I pride myself on giving you my journey. I have gone from literally, like I said, losing in my first year and a half, going into my second year, to turning things around. I got funded. Okay, I got funded at the end of 2021. It was October 1st, 2021. And I went on in 2022 to make consistent income trading each and every month by trading with prop firms. And then coming into 2023, well, at the end of 2022, I did lose the majority of my funded accounts and I faced some deficits. I went through a learning lesson there and I had to figure some things out because I hit a mental block. I was doing great and then I wanted to do even better. But the way I went about it was over leveraging and looking at other people and basing my success off what I see online. That was a huge mistake. I learned that lesson and now I can provide that intel to help you on this podcast, right? But anyway, I got into this year, which is 2023, and I just told myself that this is the year where you're going to lock in. You're going to trade one way. You're going to stick to that way, and you're going to do what was working for you from when you first got funded at the end of 2021, that for the majority of 2022, you were getting consistent payouts, all right? You're going to get back to that. And I'm here today to tell you that this year so far, like, it's been getting back on my grizzy, you know what I mean? And that's slang for getting back to what was working for me. And so now in 2023, I've gotten back to every month making a consistent stream of income trading. And I'm still growing. I got so much more growth to encounter and to accomplish, right? But I'm here to tell you that we're all here. We're all doing this skill set because we want to make a consistent stream of income trading. We want to multiply our money. We want to be able to do this thing called trading so we can get our time back. So we can stop doing things that we have to do for money, jobs or businesses that we just show up to just because we want the money, but we have no passion behind it. It ties up all of our time. We got to sit in traffic. We got to miss important things and family functions because we got to show up, right? Trading is what buys back your time. It's what can make you financially free to where you can control how you want to live and the way you want to live and who you want to live with, basically. All right. And so money doesn't buy happiness. Of course, we know that. But what money does do is it gives you the opportunity to do the things, to be free, to do the things that make you happy. You have the money to do the things that make you happy. You have the money to now have more free time to spend time with the people that you love most. So the money doesn't make us happy, but the money can put us in a position to do the things that make us truly happy. All right. And so on today's podcast episode, I know that was a long intro, but I really got, like, I want you guys to know that it's possible. You know what I mean? It is possible. And I'm not making a ridiculous amount of money per month, but I'm making money that some people make at a job, all right? That some people have to go clock in for 40 hours a week, get a check every 2 weeks. I'm making by simply placing one or two trades every week on my cell phone, and I'm making profit from that every single week. I'm getting withdrawals from those accounts every month by placing literally one or two trades per week. That probably costs me less than an hour of my day to wake up, get in the trade, set a take profit, and set a stop loss. And there are some people that have to spend 40 hours a week to make that same amount of money. And so I'm telling you that it's possible from somebody that has been able to overcome that hurdle of getting over the frustration, the losses, the inconsistencies, the blown accounts, the failed challenges. I'm telling you it's possible. And this is the podcast to help you stay on track and to keep you motivated and keep you inspired and to give you some real guidance as to how you can get there. All right. On today's episode, I want to share with you one of the most hidden difficulties in trading that most traders don't realize is stopping them from being successful. But if you can identify it and if you could stop it when you're guilty of doing it, it will take your profitability and your consistency to another level. All right, let's thank our sponsors and we're going to get right into it. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the New Trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, good people? It's your boy Calvin, the New Trader, checking in. Another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast. This is the number one daily Forex podcast for new beginner and development traders, helping you stay motivated, encouraged, giving you those trading tips to help you reach that profitability. All right. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know that was a long intro, but I really want you guys to understand that, man, I'm here because I know it's possible. I show up on this podcast because I know it's real. And if you just keep going, if you keep putting one step forward, even if you get knocked back three steps, just put that next foot forward. You'll have your aha moment and you'll get there. All right. And I want to be a part of your journey in helping you get there. All right. So today I want to talk about, there's this hidden, you know, emotion in this hidden state that all traders face that I believe is one of the big reasons why we fail. But if you can notice it in the moment, if you can spot it, if you can tell yourself, hey, I'm feeling that feeling right now, I'm feeling that hidden emotion that Calvin is talking about, and you can stop yourself from giving into it, you will take your profitability to another level. I promise you that. So what this is basically, let me give you the story, the backdrop. So I was waiting for a trade this past week, and I had no setup up until Thursday, right? Normally, I mark up my charts when the market's closed. I set alarms and wait for price to trigger my alarms. When price trigger my alarms, I wait to take entries at London session. So when London session starts, that is my cue that it's okay for me to take entries. Anytime between London and, you know, we'll say 12 p.m., the end of London, I'll take entries. Anything after 12 p.m., unless it's like a very rare instance, I probably won't take trades. I'll just wait until the next day. But so that is basically my criteria. So anyway, A whole week had almost went by. It's Monday passes, Tuesday passes, Wednesday passes. None of my alarms get hit, nothing. So I literally didn't even look at the charts at all, unless I was on one of the calls with the growth group, just updating them on trades. You know, every week I send out all my trade setups and we kind of go over it throughout the week. So now in the growth group, in Calvin's Forex growth group, if you're interested in that, visit www.calvinthenewtrader.com or link in the description for that. But in the growth group, where we're all growing together, it's a group of traders, like-minded individuals, because trading does get lonely. So on your journey, if you want that more hands-on touch with me, not just the podcast, but being able to connect with me multiple times a week, ask questions, see what's going on in my journey, see my charts, all that type of stuff. And we have video lessons that break down how I trade, motivation, all that type of stuff is in there. Anyway, so the only reason I did look at the charts is because we had calls with the growth group and I wanted to go over the trades and just show them, hey, there's no setup yet and things like that. So Thursday happens and my alarm goes off around, I want to say like 5 a.m. something like that. So I'm normally waking up around that time anyway to get the kids ready for school. So I go to my chart and my entry is there. Normally when my alarm hits, it takes like maybe the next hour and my entry is ready to go. So it is now around 6 a.m. and boom, my entry's there. So I go ahead, I jump in on all three of my accounts, one of my funded accounts and two of my personal accounts. I jump in and I set my stop loss, I set my take profit, and I just start getting the kids ready, right? I'm moving on with my day. And so I get into the trade and maybe a little later in the day, maybe around 12, 1 p.m., I check the trade just to see how it's doing. So I check it and it's moving great. It's up in profit. On my personal account, I was up like 20%, like ridiculous, right? Lot sizes were a little high, but on my personal account, I was up like 20%. On my funded account, I was up like 2% on my funded account. Very conservative on my funded account. My personal accounts are not really big accounts. You know, they're smaller accounts. So, of course, you know, you're going to get a higher percentage there because you're trying to grow it. Anyway, so it gets toward the end of Thursday. And I typically don't like to hold trades when the session is about to close. But I'm like, it's not even halfway to my take profit. I need to hold a trade. So I end up holding a trade. And what ends up happening is the next day, which is Friday, I'm always cautious on Friday. I don't like getting into trades on Fridays because typically, unless it's like a big news event, typically the market, it tends to just stay in a certain range, right? So what ends up happening is I tell myself, Calvin, wake up Friday morning, London session, and see what the trade's doing. If the trade is continuing in the trend, you know what to do. Hold it, right? If the trade fails to reach take profit by like 12 p.m. on Friday, just go ahead and take whatever profit that you have, get out, all right? Or if you wake up and see that the trade is reversing, then you may want to just cut your profit early because it's probably going to go back into the negative, right? So what I end up doing is I wait. And then it gets around a little later in the morning, still before 12 p.m. And I obviously see that the trade is not going to reach the take profit, right? It's starting to pull back. So I go ahead and I close out. I was up 20% and I ended up closing out with about 5%, right? Which is cool because like I had a certain target in mind. And for me, I like to trade based on my stop loss and my take profit. So if I'm holding a trade, I'm either going to take profit at my take profit, near my take profit, or I'm going to let it hit my stop loss because I have to let my trades play out. Like that's how I stick to my psychology, right? So anyway, I close this trade early, not because it's going to lose, but because I don't want to hold over the weekend because you get hit with fees, swap fees, and different things like that. And when the market opens, it gaps sometimes. So you may be in profit $5. You know, let's just say, for example, you may be in profit $5. And if you're in profit $5 when the market closes on Friday, there could be a gap in the market where price jumps from where it was to a different spot. And if it goes negative, you're going to be now negative. You know, you could like come back on Sunday when the market opens and you could be negative $80, depending on how far that gap is. So that's why I don't like to, hold trades over the weekend, right? So anyway, This is the point that I'm trying to make here. This is that hidden emotion that we must identify and we must say, no, I'm not giving in to you. And by saying no, it can drastically take our results to a whole nother level. So when I got ready to close that trade, as I closed that trade out early, I started to feel this sensation of frustration. And this is it right here. I felt this sensation of frustration because I'm like, yo, I did everything right. Number one, I was disciplined. I did not look at my chart unless I was doing a growth group call, but I did not look at a chart to trade all the way up until my alarm got hit on Thursday. I could have been jumping in the market, trying to take little lower time frame trades, little scalps and jumping in and out of trades. I could have tried to gamble with news, but no, I stayed disciplined and waited for price to come to my zone. It was supposed to give me my take profit area. It was supposed to hit my take profit area. It was supposed to give me the amount of money that I was supposed to make on that trade, right? That is the hit and emotion right there. That is it right there. Feeling like the market owes us something when a trade that we waited for, that we were patient for, does not go the way that we anticipated. Having an expectation on an individual trade is a hidden emotion that takes traders mentally, psychologically, and literally financially out of the game. Because the result of giving into that emotion is now you start going to look for trade setups. You start jumping into trades saying, no, I'm going to make what I was supposed to make. And you start trying to make something happen that's just not there. All right. And if we can conquer this, if we can get over this emotion, if we can find ways to develop a strong mentality to identify this in the moment and say, nope, I'm not doing it. Close our computers. Stop everything. We can go to a whole nother level. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that I'm going to another level because I am able to identify this emotion and deal with it on a practical basis. All right. So I want to share that with you. And I hope it helps you. I hope it helps you realize that something as little as this can be devastating to your trading journey, because it only takes one blown account, one blown challenge, one horrible trade to take you out of the game emotionally, psychologically, in which makes you start questioning your setup, your strategy, your approach. And now you're going down the rabbit hole. I got to find another course. I got to invest more money. I got to put in more time. And it's just a never ending cycle. All right. So I hope that this helps you today. And if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started, well, you already know we recommend Blue Guardian, the prop firm, here on this podcast. And it's simply because Blue Guardian has created a tool called the Guardian Protector. And what this tool does is this tool helps traders like you and I put limits in the market that stop us from violating our daily drawdown. Now, when you're doing a prop firm challenge and you're trying to get a simulated account, you got to understand that there are daily drawdowns that you cannot breach. And a lot of times as traders, we don't really keep track of where we are when we're trading because we just want to hit that profit target to move to the next step and get funded with our simulated accounts. But what Blue Guardian has done is they have added a tool that you can utilize freely. And you can set a certain percentage on your challenge account that, hey, if price hits this percentage or hits this dollar amount negative, it will take you out of the trade. And you have the option to actually restrict your trading for the day once you take that loss. And I think this is amazing because it's putting the control in the hand of the trader to protect themselves from revenge trading, from emotion, and all of those things. And Blue Guardian was the first prop firm, and I believe is still the only prop firm that's doing this and offering this type of technology. And so to see a prop firm have the heart to do that and kind of level the playing field for traders like you and I to succeed, I think that just speaks to their integrity and what they want to do in this industry to work with traders and getting them funded and being able to help them make profits with a little investment of capital. So, hey, if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started, Blue Guardian is the prop firm that we recommend on the podcast. Go over to their website, check them out, do your homework. But we think they are awesome. They have the heart for traders. And guess what? We want to give you a 10% off discount using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Again, that's coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at the end, and you'll get 10% off. And listen, God bless you. There's a link to Blue Guardian in the description. And man, I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When Calvin pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. I just believe we're all going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care, and I'll holler at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.